News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Anne Winterlich's life changed forever in December 2015. Her beautiful daughter Aoife died after being swept out to sea during a trip with Scouting Ireland. And 8 years on, Anne has settled her legal action against Scouting Ireland this week. And I spoke to Anne a little bit earlier, and I started by asking her to take us back to that day in December 2015.
It was the afternoon. They had been on a trip to Waterford. It was around 2 o'clock, and we were kind of thinking, okay, they're usually home around two or so. Anyway, the phone rang at 3:30, and it was Aoife's friend, Philip, his mother, Marie. And Marie had said, have you heard anything from the scouts? I assume she was going to say they're just a bit late. She was picking them up, so whatever. And she said, no, and I think it might be a better idea for you to ring Waterford Hospital. There's been a bit of an accident and Aoife is there. So I rang Waterford Hospital, and after having a conversation with the doctor, he said, you know, it's looking pretty bad. If her stats were okay at the moment, but there's, you know, it's very serious. And so we gathered our stuff and went down. We were obviously distraught, very upset. We were trying to get down as quick as we could, and we were approaching the hospital when a phone call came from the scout leader to tell me that there had been an accident.
And none of this you had been informed of for over 3 hours.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Again, I'm shocked.
Yeah. Yeah, I was.
As a parent of a 14-year-old, I'm extremely shocked. But
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So you arrive into your worst nightmare in the hospital.
Yeah. We found Aoife she was stone cold. The doctor had said that they were very concerned that if she survives, that there's very bad brain damage and that there would be severe brain damage.
I have no doubt that this must have been surreal. This must have been like living through a nightmare or something akin to that. But there's more to the story too, isn't there? There had been no plan to visit Hookhead. It wasn't on the itinerary. And second of all, it was also, that was the weekend of Storm Desmond.
Yes. So they got to Hookhead and the leaders brought the children up to the lighthouse. I believe it was around 1:15. They were given time, free time to wander around. The two leaders were in the cafe, sitting at the back of the cafe, where they had no view of any of the children. And they were there from about 1:15. As I said, the witness said that's when he noticed the 8 children walking along. They were just walking along on the plateau of rocks at Hookhead. And then he saw a wave came in, and knocked Aoife and Philip off their feet. Philip got up, both of them got up, but Aoife, he said, looked disorientated. Two of the other children came down to see if they were okay or to help. And another wave came in at the children and took the 4 of them into the water.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
And then very tragically, after all of those events, 4 days later, Aoife passed away.
Yeah.
I can't imagine anything worse. And I do have a 14-year-old myself. It is every parent's worst nightmare to lose your beautiful child. The judge did say that Scouting Ireland, by not admitting liability sooner, had added to the burden for you all as a family. Did you feel that too, Anne?
Absolutely. Every day. It blocks you from healing and from grief. We couldn't grieve properly because, as my son said yesterday, you know, Mum, when parents lose a child, you relive that day over and over and over again. But we had to relive the whole case. We had to go through the whole case trying to get the we were going through all the details all of the time.
Yeah.
It just prolonged the horror. It would kept it, us in that day
would
all
a,
of the time.
An admission sooner and maybe an apology, would that have gone a long
That's
way to
at the
easing
beginning.
Your pain?
Absolutely, absolutely. That's from the beginning, that's what I was looking for.
Okay, I can hear the pain and the
oh, it's horrible.
The anger that still is obviously there for you, and small wonder you've lost your child. I that's completely understandable. Can I ask how are you? How is your family, Anne? I know very tragically you lost your husband as well, not that long after you lost.
A month after he died, 4 weeks after Aoife, because he had bravely battled cancer for 2 years, and he was doing really well. He was a different man, the man that he was on the Friday that Aoife went, or you know, went on her weekend, was a totally different man a week later, you know, just after she was gone. It was too much for him to deal with. It was too hard to fight.
Now, Anne, you and your sons, your family, maybe it's a stupid question because you've been through so much, but how are you all doing?
We are trying to now, hopefully, we can start to move on, maybe, Aoife, and we'll always, that's always the loss we have to live with. But at least we have justice for Aoife and we have the truth, you know.
Sincere thanks to you for coming on and speaking to us about your family. I it cannot have been easy for you to do. I'm sure you're exhausted from everything.
I am.
I'm sure you are. And look, our genuine, sincere condolences on your loss and on your bravery, I suppose, at keeping fighting this fight for so long. But thank you very much for speaking to us today.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.